This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
I love the intro music for the Terp. Here's a man. You know what I see when I look at these running backs? You may be too young to remember my man, our next guy that steps up to the microphone, as Andre would say, step to the mic in his podcast, Lamont Jordan. Lamont, who reminds you of you? Of this young batch of running backs in the National Football League?
Oh, oh man. Dang, Doc, that's a good question, man.
Yeah, I get lucky every once in a while.
Yeah.
And I say that because there's so many different styles. Pacheco has a style. These backs, and I'm, you know, again, as old as I am, when the game started, the running back was everything. On the best player played running back. He was running back. That was the straw to turn the drink, was your back. And so the era, you know, and things have changed. It may not be the quarterback, but the emphasis on it, we're seeing some great runners now. Guys, they have different styles. Washington has three that I love all three. And I think the way Cliff is utilizing them may seem like it's a little stingy, but it's about preserving them and growing with the O-line and receivers blocking. Because, you know, great running teams have great blocking wide receivers.
Yeah, you have to have wideouts that can run the ball. To your question, Doc, mm-hmm. I think the two that come to mind, I really like Kenneth Walker out there in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I would say Robinson from Atlanta.
I'll have to say those two guys. Yeah. Yeah. Now, our three. I like our three because they're different. They all have something about them that I like that the other guy may not possess. I think it's a great group, especially – I know you saw us when we went 8 gorillas. We had 2-3 tackles, 2 tight ends. And I think that was that formation. Nobody's going to be able to deal with that when they go it. And they go big. That tush push may be one thing, but we kind of know where the ball is coming. When they go with 3 tackles and 2 tight ends with this line, dude, I don't know how the league is going to be able to deal with it if they use it like an overhand right.
I think more impressive than the backs. I like all of the backs. I think with the exception of Rodriguez, the other mm-hmm. backs, they have a little more scat to them, whereas yep. Rodriguez is more of a bruiser.
Yep.
But in this last game, I take my hat off to Cliff Kingsbury. I think the style of run, Doc, and you've heard me talk about this for years, about mm-hmm. the shotgun runs, the sideways stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that he did a great job of the style of runs And he was running from pistol. If you go back and you look at that game and you look at the big runs or just the runs in general, first of all, they weren't suicide runs. And what I mean by suicide runs is what we've seen around here for years, and that's where we're in shotgun. The running back is right next to the quarterback. You just hand him the ball, and everything is just, hey, just find a hole. No, no. Coach Cliff Kingsbury did a great job of scheming this thing up. And when that quarterback is in shotgun and the running back is in pistol where he's lined up 2 yards behind him, you can see the difference. And I've been talking about it for years, Doc.
Yeah, yeah.
When you line the running back up behind the quarterback and you give us as backs an opportunity to work downhill, it's different. It's a different type of tackling that the defender has to do. And so I take my hat off to Coach Kingsbury. And the running backs, man, they just did a great job of taking advantage of not just the style of runs, but when you have backs coming downhill, when you're allowing your guards and your tackles to pull and you're mixing things up. I even saw them call an option play, Doc. Like, I take my head off this last game to Cliff Kingsbury for his style of running. That was, to me, that was NFL-style running. This wasn't this little cutesy read option college style.
What, in college? There you go.
NFL-style running.
There you go. See, Anthony tagged that, man, because Linnell needs to hear that. He needs to understand. There's a method to the madness.
Yeah.
You just heard the gospel being speaking. If we were in church right now, Lamont was speaking in tongues.
Nah, for real.
I'm telling you, right, that segment right there, now that'd be, everybody ain't going to be into it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to understand professional football,
yep,
the winners versus the losers, and to see it, what he just broke down in there, I hope they're not listening because they may try to hire him and then take him away from us.
Yeah.
Because that's football at its highest level of understanding. That's why when you see a team like Cincinnati, when you leave your quarterback in Burrow and they have a blue chipper and they just left him out to dry in the gun, they didn't make any adjustments to him whatsoever. Look at the Giants, New York Giants. As we asked Lamont Jordan, our guest here on Burgundy and Gold today, I know you were screaming watching the New York Giants run offensive football.
Man, I tell you, boy, that boy, what's it, Scatterboo?
Scatterboo,
whatever. Yeah, yeah. Listen, that's big boy football right there.
Yeah, there you go.
That is that bite down on your mouthpiece. And I'm telling you, Doc, when it comes to running the ball, you wear a defense down when your backs are able to come downhill, and when you have a big back, a back that's a bruiser, a guy who I always say, you get hit, you hit, you get up, you go back to the huddle, and you're dehydrated when you don't have contact. I tell you what, he was fully hydrated last night because there was contact everywhere. It was good to see. I think that for Commanders fans, when you look at just competing for the division title, it was good to see the Giants go out there and beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
I agree.
But if you look at the Giants and you look at the Commanders, those were two teams that won, and they won because offensively, they played big boy football. They said, we're going to bite down on our mouthpiece. We're going to make this thing nasty. And when you go to the training room on Monday, you're going to be sore. Your body's going to be sore Tuesday night. These are the types of games that when you get to cold weather, late November, all of December, and you're talking about the playoffs playing outside, you have to have power-type run games. And so it was exciting to watch that.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Anthony?
Yeah.
You want to go one-on-one?
Yeah. Nah.
The Terp?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Lamont, I was talking to Linnell earlier this week about whether or not the commander should continue to deploy this running back by committee style of offense. When you look at Bill Kroski Merritt, I have, you know, the utmost faith and confidence in him to, you know, be a bell cow. But if this running back by committee is working, how long do you go with this running back by committee and then, you know, I guess give Bill the feature back role like somewhere down the road? Like, how long do you let this ride?
I think that you have your starting running back.
Yeah.
I played this, and I was back up to Curtis Martin, who was probably 205 pounds, and he was a bell cow.
Oh, sweet.
So this whole idea of, oh, we got to rest our backs and all this type of stuff, the fact of the matter is, as a running back, you want the ball as much as possible, because the more I get the ball, the more I'm able to find the holes, the more I get a rhythm of how things are going. Mm. I think that the back by committee fits this style of offense, because you have three backs that for the most part, they bring the same, with the exception of, like I said, Rodriguez isn't as scatty. What it comes down to is the scheme. And so if you're worried about the health of your running back, then, yeah, you go by back by committee. But, you know, I played for Tom Rathman my last year when I was in Oakland. He was a running backs coach, and he coached Frank Gore for years. And his philosophy, the way he operated, was he's going to ride the starting back until the wheels fall off. And so I really think that it comes down to his health. It comes down to also pass protection, because it's great when you're doing a great job of running the ball, but when you have a quarterback like Jaden Daniels, or just any quarterback, if your running back struggles in pass protection, then you're definitely going to have a true back-back committee. So I think that you have a young fella who just week after week continues to get better. But I think that the running back by committee, or any backfield, or just talking about the Commanders right now, I really think that it's going to come down to Cliff Kingsbury, and is he going to continue with this big boy NFL style of running? Because if he's going to continue with that, then the back committee is going to work, because the offensive line is going to be firing off the ball. You're going to continue to run the ball down people's throats. And then that's going to open things up for the passing game. When you're able to run the ball, you put pressure on the D-line. And if the goal is to make sure that Jaden gets out of the game healthy, the more pressure you put on the D-line and linebackers to have to deal with the run game, the less energy they have when it's time to go after the quarterback.
Clinic, we can cut tape off. Don't drop the mic on us right now. I'm going to tell you what. Any running back coaches listening out here, I mean, this is gospel. It really is. Now, wait till BTP gets a hold of it. See, he's going to be so confused, because he loves wide receivers so much. He's so concerned about it. And I do, too. I like him. But I'm going to tell you what. Bulldozer doesn't need rearview mirrors and side mirrors. Doesn't need them. We're going over people. And I think this team, it really has. I don't think I've been as excited about the possibilities of a team like this in a minute. It, because when the coordinator showed me, he won me over when he put three tackles in, or four tackles in the game. When we go jumbo, which I do a lot more than a lot of people would, just like they do tush push doing short yardage and goal line, when I go jumbo on second and three or second and five, what you going to do? You might as well just back up. We ain't got it. And Debo, straight canine. Straight, he's playing at a different speed than the rest of the people on the field. He's playing All that talk they talking about, he's doing it. He's already motivated. I love this thing, man. Anything we need to know about the Terrapins and the Cornhuskers?
You know what, Doc? You know, if I can, before I get to Maryland,
yeah.
As much as we talk about the offense and how well the offense did in the run game, I really think that this game – no, not at all. I really think that this game was won because of the way the defense played.
Yeah, you're right.
Early on, things looked nasty, but I really think that the defense really set the tone for the intensity, getting that interception in the red zone. This is the type of defense that if the Commanders are going to go on to not just get back to the NFC Championship, but to actually get to the Super Bowl, they need the defense to play the way that they played. So I think that this game was won. All three phases complemented one another. When it comes to the Terps against Nebraska, listen, Doc, I'm still hurting off that Washington loss. Mm-hmm. I went and I watched the second half of that game, and mm-hmm. and it's still a hard pill to swallow. With that said, I really think that this is a game that we can win this game. I think we are going to win this game. Nebraska doesn't bring the element that Washington brought last week, and Nebraska's quarterback is not the runner that Washington's quarterback was. I think that this game really is going to come down to offense. Can we handle Nebraska's defense is good. These guys fly to the ball. They're front seven. They really get after the quarterback. They get after you in the run game. Defensively, we have to do a better job of playing zone. When I watched the film, this thing, and I'm tired of seeing not text messages, but all these texts and social media stuff about locks and all coaching and all that. The fact of the matter is this. When I watch this game, the players have to do a better job of just doing their job. I mean, we have guys that aren't getting guys that are running into their zones. We have guys just sitting, waiting for the quarterback to throw the ball before they go and cover a guy. We have a ball that should be intercepted, but the safety who's rotating back to the middle of the field comes too short. He gets beat deep. So these are just the little things that I really think that these guys are going to get corrected. And I'm excited to see how Coach Hamilton, Pep Hamilton's offense is going to bounce back. Last week, Washington drove the ball down the field, had long drives, and then offensively in the second half, we had too many three and outs. So I think if our offense can make sure that we're playing for four quarters, drive the ball down the field, I think that this is going to be a good game for the Terps. It'll be a win against another Big Ten opponent. I believe this will make us 5-1. And I hope everybody comes out and supports this team the way they did last week. The fans showed out last week, Doc. It was loud in there. They showed up. Tailgating was phenomenal. The parking lot was packed. And I'm just hoping that everybody will continue to support this Terps team because we have a great group of young, humble. We don't have a bunch of guys that are me guys. These guys are truly a team. They love playing with one another. You can tell that they love playing for Coach Locks. And I think that this is the first year that Coach Locks has a team of his type of guys. And you've heard me talk about that often. Mm-hmm. He has his type of guys, guys who are going to go out, they play for one another, they're very humble, and they just love to play the game of football. So I'm really looking forward to this game. I think it's going to be a very good game. Nebraska is a tough football team, but I do feel confident that we'll walk away with the win.
Well, I sure hope so. Then the following week, are you traveling out to the Mecca, Rose Bowl?
No, okay. I will not be there.
Okay.
No,
well,
no.
You bring me back something. Okay.
I may have to get national,
out. You have what?
We're having national tryout days for the Washington Project for the WNFC. This is a national tryout day for all the teams.
Okay.
As we get ready for year two for me. So I'll be doing that and then celebrating our banquet on the 19th.
Okay. Well, good deal. I'm going to have to ask Johnny Holiday to bring back my gear, the honoring the Rose Bowl teams out there on that day against Maryland. So that'll be a good one. Appreciate you, Stud. Hope we can get you next week.
No problem, Doc.
Great job. Anthony, I hope you were taking notes.
Of course, man.
Okay, good. Because I need you to help me with BTP. We'll take a break. 6:49 here on Burgundy and Gold today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.